Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's March 2nd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's September 25th, 2002. And here's Jesus. Well, here we are in the middle of the week, and we've got another question. Your church in Rome is having a very difficult time. Priests among it are molesting children, and other priests are keeping what they do a secret because they reveal these things to them in confession. Do you approve?
Allora, I will put it plainly, and I will put it clearly. I have no church in Rome. There is a priesthood in Rome, an abomination, a sickness. It is not my church. It disgusts me when people call it my church. Almost all of their doctrines have to be denounced by their people when they come to the gates of heaven before they can enter in. Any man that allows another man to molest children for the sake of the sanctity of a church is unholy, is a blasphemer, is things I cannot call them at this time and this place. I am appalled by the practices of this church. I am sickened by the practices of this priesthood. I am sickened by its leadership that allows these things, that allows the tremendous evil that these priests have done, and say it is good because it has been done in the name of God. No evil done in the name of God is good. Every evil is punished, even if it is done in the name of God. For people to say that I am responsible for this, that my followers are responsible for this, sickens me. These are not my people. These are not my followers. The people that practice these things are not part of my faith, but a part of an evil and corrupt priesthood that has doomed many.
Thank you very much for enlightening us on that topic. We'll be back after this break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm. Well, we're back, and I'm sure that last answer really shook some people. But something you said interested me. What are these denouncements that people have to make at the gates of heaven? Explain to us, Nazarene.
Well, Allora, it's really very simple. When a church has a false doctrine, if the person in that church has lived a good life and kept the laws of God and really respect me and respect my kingdom, when they come to the gates of heaven, they're told that they can come in, but before they come in, they have to renounce these false practices. Now, for an example, worshiping on Sunday. In the kingdom of God, we do not worship on Sunday. We worship on the Sabbath, which begins at sunset Friday and ends sunset Saturday. That is God's holy time, and that is when everybody in the kingdom of God worships. Nobody worships on Sunday. In order to enter into the kingdom of God, the people have to denounce the priests that made up this story that God's holy day was changed to the first day of the week rather than the last day of the week. It creates a lot of controversy. Some people will almost give up eternity with their loved ones rather than change to the proper day of worship. But almost all do. Only a tiny handful go off to live with those in the afterlife who still practice their religions the way they do on earth. Almost all of them happily make the denouncements and enter into the kingdom of God and dwell with their loved ones. There are many, many denouncements like celibacy, confession, all kinds of things, false teachings that have crept into the church over the years that people have to denounce before they can come in. But once they denounce them, they come in and they happily live in the kingdom of God and obey the kingdom of God's rules, and everybody gets along just fine. But they cannot come in until they denounce these false practices, because these practices are not the way of God and simply are not allowed.
That's amazing that some people would not choose to denounce that.
We'll be back again.